On the north side of the U.S. Highway 24 at the curve in downtown Silver Lake is a nondescript small white building with pillars in front. Boarded up now after a century of use, it stands as a survivor of the past and has a history all its own. Sometime around the turn of the 20th century, the Kellner family built the station adjacent to their lovely home, which stood directly west of the station. They lived in the home and rented the filling station to Grant Sickle. Grant lived in the station during the years he was there. He had a cot that he slept on at nights. The filling station was in a prime location, as this was before Interstate 70 was built. Highway 24 was the main highway going across Kansas in this part of the state. Silver Lake, at one time or another, had at least 7 or 8 gas stations. After the Kellners passed away, the property went to their daughter, Pauline Snyder. Pauline's family owned the home and station for a time, and then was sold to Harley and Doris Smith. It became a Phillips 66 franchise in the early 40s. In 1949, my father-in-law, William Bill Martinick, rented the station from the Smith family. This is the part of its history I can speak about. Bill's Phillips 66 station was a gathering place for young and old alike. Men and boys would congregate there to bemoan the weather, politicians, the price of grain, their wives or women in general, or how their team did the night before. Old chairs seemed to materialize from nowhere and were always available. The overhang in front of the station was handy when it rained. It was built supposedly to help protect the building from vehicles rounding the corner and the gas pumps placed there. It was used as probably one of the very first drive-throughs. Women drivers especially liked driving through to keep out of the elements. But unlike today's service stations, Bill's station often offered personal, hands-on attention. He always pumped the gas and washed the windshields of any vehicle. Gasoline averaged 19 to 25 cents a gallon at times. Chewing tobacco was the prevalent vice of the day, chewed and spit who knows where. Cigars were mostly chewed and not smoked, and cigarettes were part of the scene at Bill Station. Realize that cigarettes were only 25 to 50 cents a pack. Bill always had a big bohemian grin on his face and the stub of an unlit cigar in his mouth when he greeted all who came through the door. The happy place inside was probably the pop cooler. Everyone in town knew you could get the coldest pop at Bill's. They could reach into the cooler themselves, retrieve a grapeette, a knee-high, Coca-Cola, a Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, or a root beer. Pop was usually a nickel, but later it went up to 10 cents. Other kid-friendly items included Planters peanuts, candy bars, gum, and licorice. Everyone helped themselves, except the little ones, who got a boost from anyone nearby. When it came time to pay, Bill told all, just put it in the cash register. He trusted everybody. Flat tires were a big business for Bill. Realized this was before tubeless tires, so he'd have to break down the tire with several tools which are now extinct, extract the tube, and check it in the old tub of cold water outside the station to find the leak. After he patched the tube, the tire was reassembled, put back on the vehicle it came from, or returned to its owner. There were no facilities within the gas station, so folks had to use the outhouse out back. The only upgrades inside were, at this time, electricity and a natural gas heater. I'm pretty sure it originally had an old pot-bellied wood stove during the earlier days, but with the door opening and closing many times a day, the heater didn't do much good in wintertime. I remember that tricky old front door that never really wanted to close. Amazingly, to this day, it's still stubborn and difficult to shut. Bill retired in 1970, and the building housed a lot of different businesses. A rock shop, TV repair shop, a pet grooming station, beauty shop, barber shop, and a residence. The years it was a beauty shop are another story entirely. Gail and Mike Killian bought the property and the adjacent home from the Smith family in 1983 and proceeded to remodel the old station. Gail, a beautician, planned to open Share Impressions at that location. She had a monumental task to upgrade it enough to pass state inspection for a beauty shop. She put in a bathroom, hot and cold running water, two sinks, scraped the grease and grime off the floors, walls, and windows, painted everything, added curtains, shades, and still couldn't get that front door to close every time. She operated Share Impressions at that location for 24 years, selling it in 2007 to, I believe, David Baim, the present owner. Funny how that worked out. For many of its first 40 to 50 years, the old building catered to the men of the community, and then for 24 years, it catered to the ladies. I know that because I was one of them stopping at Share Impressions often to get my hair done or get a new permanent. If walls could talk, the ones in the old station would have interesting tales to tell, maybe, or maybe not. It stands today, old, tired, run down, and a relic of our past. But it was once a vibrant spot on the landscape that is Silver Lake. It deserves a place in our history.